Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 6 through 9. Jesus said, "But at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Families stick like Legos. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Legos aren't cheap, but they're worth it. The knockoff brands don't have the creativity or the stick-to-itiveness as the name brand Legos. Legos stay together. That's the way God wants families to operate, especially a mom and dad joined together in marriage. He wants them to stay together. Jesus explained it like this: "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." In less than 50 words, Jesus captures the beauty and wonder of marriage. Marriage begins a new family unit. With joy, excitement, and maybe even a little fear, a husband and wife leave the homes they grew up in and begin a new one. A husband and wife are joined so closely in marriage that God calls it a union, even saying that they are no longer two, but one flesh. This two becomes one happens literally when, through the union of a husband and wife, God creates another human being, a child. Notice that Jesus tells us it wasn't luck or fate that joined a mom and a dad in marriage. God joined them together. It is God's intent they stay together, like Legos. As good as Legos are, they don't always stick together. Sometimes by accident, and at other times with intent, the Legos come apart. Unfortunately, that happens in marriage sometimes. Jesus wants us to know that when that happens, it messes with God's intent for marriage. Marriage works best when husbands and wives stick together. And when it happens from a selfish desire for a different spouse, Jesus calls that sin. Families are like Legos in another way. God wants families to stick to Jesus. This time, little children, not moms and dads, gave Jesus the chance to talk about staying close. When Jesus' disciples told families not to bother Jesus with the kids, Jesus spoke up, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Jesus wants parents to stick close to him, but he also wants children to stay connected to him. The childlike trust in Jesus is the model for all those who want to be in God's kingdom. When parents stick together, and when families stick with Jesus, then families are like Legos. We pray. God of tenderness and strength, bless our home, our family, and our love. Watch over our coming and our going. Keep us from growing weary in doing good, and sustain our family in any hour of trouble. Help us to deal tenderly with one another and knit our lives together in love for you and each other. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.